Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 3rd of October. I didn't see any of the football last night, but I see I did well with the Valencia Ajax. Of course, I was just talking about the price. I didn't actually think the result would go like that, but apparently Ajax were pretty good. So yeah, gave him a pasting, and obviously I think a bit of drama in the Liverpool game. And they went 3-0 up, didn't they? And back to 3-0 before winning. Barca won late. I did say that they would be Conte would be a struggle, and I think the late goals. But if you backed Inter, you'd have been able to trade later, certainly. And I can't remember what happened elsewhere. I haven't got the results up. Okay, I have absolutely nothing today. There's three Segunda games. Obviously, the old Mickey Mouse Cup plays tonight, which we will be in shortly. And I will take the stick accordingly. Some interesting responses to the Spurs rant yesterday. I do love it. I do love those people who just love winks. And we are definitely going down the road of the old Gooners where they split at... they split at the Wenger in and Wenger out and certain players. And old Ed, I was just pointing out that Gnabry didn't get in the West Brom side, son. He came screaming out. What was the word you used? Yeah, shit. Did I say that? Is there anywhere that you can find I said that word? No, not at all. I did not say anything like that, but in you go, don't you? Diving in, you love to dive in, old Ed, don't you? Rubbish, that's what you said, but sure, rubbish. Didn't say that, I just pointed out that he couldn't get in the West Brom team. I think Serge Aurier could make me look like Lionel Messi, to be fair. Right, lots of things that people do want me to cover on the pod. Record keeping is one. I'm not really sure what people want me to say about it. It's something that I think is imperative, something that you have to do, and you can do it in as much or as little detail as you like. Obviously, the ultimate is to keep a record of your bets and your monetary flow so that you know where you are, but then you may want to keep things like yield and return on investment and all that. It's what's important to you. I think the key thing is to actually make a start and do something and get into a process of doing it every day. And other bits can always be worked out and added in if you've got the results. You can add other formulas then, which certainly I can help with. But the key is to initially, obviously, if you're taking football, to get the match date, time, price you've entered at, market you've entered, stake, what type of bet you've had, and a return, whether it's won and lost, and keep that going. And I think the tendency is that people obviously duck and dive from systems that don't bother keeping records, or they give up when they're having a losing period of recording because nobody likes putting down bad results. I don't really know what else more there is to say at it. It is basic Excel for me, I use. You could use a Word document, I suppose, but it's just basic skills that you need. Other interesting ones are sort of doubts, and I've had somebody email me again about Ultimate this week saying, "Oh, I've lost in the first 2 months." It's 2 months in. 2 months in fixed odds football. How many games have Serie A played? 4 or 5 games? I don't even know. We got another international break. People say, "Oh, you're making it as an excuse." I'm not. You can't look at football over 1 month or 2 months and expect to win every week. It's ludicrous. Serie A, they've had 6 games. And then we've got one more, then an international break. You've got tons of football to come. And again, even then, I don't look at it over a season. I've just published they should be on there, the half-time CSLA results. 153 points over however long, 3 years, 4 years. But it's just steady, and it has periods in there where it stands still and then it picks up again. We're on whatever games there's been this season, 5-6 winners on the spin. It's just chugging along. Whilst I appreciate people want information that on this pod, some of it is basic, and I'm not going to change the tune. I've not changed since 2007 what I've been telling people regard to discipline, emotion, thinking long term, doing what you do to you. And people say to me, "What's long term? Long term's ever going, it's continuum." You know, you've either got to trust something and do it, or you don't do it. And if you don't trust it, then don't do it. That's absolutely fine. Nobody is holding a gun to your head. Nobody's coming round holding a gun to your head saying, put that bet on. And I read an interesting article the other day about why do people bet? And I think initially it is just, you know, what is the, I've said in many a pod and many a blog post, mine was to change my life, and I didn't expect to do it overnight. But I think most people think it's fast cash. And I will always maintain that if you learn a process of betting, learn actually what you're trying to do, why you're trying to do it, rather than just thinking, I want to win 20 quid here or 20 quid there, or I'll be a millionaire, you'll actually realize that you, once you get that process, then you are heading in the right direction, and the profits and things come after that. There's ups and downs. You know, what's if you've got £100 point bank and it drops 20 points, it's 20 points. You haven't lost 100 points, it hasn't gone. It's a tool to make money. That's what a betting bank is, and you use that, and when it grows, you compound and grow it again. But don't think it's not going to go up and down. It's yeah, I get frustrated with it. I get frustrated with the emails, frustrated with the conversations, because you end up just saying the same thing again. And it does boil down to do it or don't do it. As I say, nobody is going to have a gun to your head, and everybody has different opinions. There'll be people who disagree with me, which is absolutely fine. That is their prerogative. I can only go on what I do, and I do this day in, day out for a long time, and I'm pretty good at it. I have different processes to other people. I have different ways of betting to other people. Unlike others, I don't tend to lash out publicly criticizing other people's methods. I'll have discussions with people where I think, well, why do they do that? Why do they do this? What do you do that? I'll make what I think of things like leaving money in. I don't really understand why people do that. But you know, there's people who want to be vocal and lash out, and there's other people who just want to get on with it. Become one who just gets on with it. Do your own thing, get a process, repeat it every day, and eventually you will see an improvement in what you do. That's my belief. I'm not going to change it. It's never going to change. I'm a bit of a stick in the mud. It's never, ever, nobody is ever going to convince me. But I look at many things that people do, and sometimes I go, yeah, and sometimes I put money into them, and these things. You lot, it's, and I don't mean you lot because there's people in here listening who do very well. Generally, people do enter gambling for the wrong reason. They're trying to get rich quick over a short period of time, rather than looking at it as a job and doing it as a process. And I've done all that, I believe, without swearing. I think I had a record number of swears with the old Spurs. I have made a decision in discussions with Sam that it's probably going to be my last year as a Spurs season ticket holder. I have pretty much had enough. I don't enjoy it anymore. And people say, oh, giving up on a losing team. Now, I've been for 40 years to a losing team, pretty much. But I'm not enjoying what I'm watching at the minute, and I'm not enjoying the way the club is going. You know, where we sit now, you get 50, 60, 70 Koreans, which I have no issue with, but they just want to fill the seats with tourists, not football fans. You know, every week it's just full, and they're all standing there with their mobile phones up, not even watching the game, just trying to catch a picture of Heung-min Son. So I just don't enjoy it anymore. And when you don't enjoy something, you knock it on the head. I'll go to a few away games, probably still get tickets for home games. But anyway, I don't even know how I got onto that. See, this club's scarring me. Right, NFL, I've put the, there's nine of you left. Well done, keep going. Enter by tonight or you're out. I've got a feeling of the teams that are going to be picked tonight, but you will run out of teams eventually. And obviously we've got the football processes tomorrow and everything being done. I've put the, or my develops help, we've put the half-time CSLA results up for Ultimate. Obviously they're posted today. We do have yet another international break. As I say, it's stop, start, stop, start. And then a run of football, but everything will be back to normal tomorrow. I'm going to cover a few bits next week before I go away. I will be doing a pod every day from Japan. I will take my little microphone and keep that going. And I will, yeah, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. But bet-wise, I have absolutely nothing today whatsoever. So enjoy, your Thursday, and I'll be back with you in the morning. And obviously, we got the weekend program.